Many homeowners along Lake Ontario acknowledge that they took the risk of potential flooding when they built or moved into their properties on the shoreline. But the record high levels from 2017 and 2019 are not something anyone prepared for. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, even those who are trying to adjust to these new levels are struggling to stay above water.
These days, the rules for approaching the homes on Rainbow Shores Road in Pulaski are the same, whether you're coming by boat or car. Go slow so you don't leave a wake. Flooding from Lake Ontario in this area has washed out the main access road that leads to the dozens of homes lined along the lake's edge, and left a couple of feet of standing water in the street, forcing some to leave because emergency vehicles cannot travel here. Maggie King sloshes through the standing water in the road while walking through the neighborhood. She says her family moved here because they wanted to live on the water, not in it.
It's disconcerting. I feel like we're living on an island out here, completely surrounded by water, and we're at the whim of the wind changing directions. There have been multiple nights where we sat around the kitchen table having discussions whether we should leave.
Down the road, Ann Robbins says she and her husband did not prepare for flooding like this when they built their home 12 years ago.
We had worked on prior to building to ensure that we were above the high water mark, that when we put in our crawl space, we would be in good condition if anything happened. And we had a surveyor down, our architect came, so we went through the process of doing this correctly, we thought.
Now, a pump sends a continuous stream of water from their home's crawl space back into the lake. Many property owners blame these record water levels from 2017 and 2019 on a new water management plan, called Plan 2014, which is used by an international body to regulate Lake Ontario. Others attribute it to unprecedented precipitation in the Great Lakes region, which may or may not be related to climate change. Regardless of who or what's to blame, this is what Governor Andrew Cuomo says may be the new normal for those living along the shoreline. Some are trying to adapt. In Green Point and Sandy Pond, Ron Fisher says his parents spent thousands of dollars to literally raise their yard above peak levels from 2017, stacking on new layers to the yard, sidewalk, and driveway. But it was all for naught. The front yard and backyard are submerged. Fisher says it's frustrating.
Everything was sort of built on. That was the highest we ever expected to see. We never expected to be repeating again in 2 years later, so short a time. And even exceeding the levels from before.
New York State is hoping to implement similar responsive measures to flooding levels on a much larger scale. Cuomo says the state may invest up to $300 million to make shoreline communities more resilient against flooding. But it may be difficult to find people who are willing to contribute to solve a problem that shows no signs of getting any better. Greenpoint Marina owner Kathy Goodenough has spent more than $100,000 on her business to recover from 2017 and prepare for 2019 by raising her shop and beefing up the break wall that sits between the lake and her campers. The water breached both, and now an industrial-sized pump is shooting water out of her flooded business.
It wasn't enough. It was not enough. We're not putting any more money into it right now until we see what's going to happen.
Goodenough and many others along the lake say the first thing that needs to happen is the repeal of Plan 2014. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.